Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, he's the minority whip in the city council. Sometimes he runs late for budgetary meetings. and if you follow him on Twitter, at Joe Borelli NYC, you'll see a beautiful picture of his beautiful family there on the great landmark called Staten Island. And he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio to talk about a number of things. Councilman, thanks for coming on back.
Good evening. And by the way, I had an antifreeze leak. That's why I was late this morning. I was a good boy and got it followed up by a licensed mechanic.
Hey, you were the one in the confessional booth. I didn't know anything until you told me. And evidently, I've been hanging out with Frank Morano too long because, of course, as soon as I knew something, I had to spill it on you. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Hey, let's talk New York State politics for a second. A little bit of a sea change in state leadership. And I was speaking with another one of your Staten Island friends, Mr. Ignizio, yesterday, and this has kind of energized some of the plans and hopes for the future of the GOP in New York. What happened?
Look, you know, Ed Cox had been the chairman for quite a long time, and I think a lot of people will admit that he's a very nice guy and he's a good person. But the state did suffer as a result of losing a number of Republican statewide seats. We used to have a Republican governor. We used to have a Republican senator. We even used to have a Republican mayor. And unfortunately, in the last 10 years, we've lost all those things, as well as Republican control of the state Senate. So it was time for a leadership change. And Nick Langworthy is young. He's only a year older than me. He's 39 years old. He's been the county exec from Erie County, which, for those that don't know, that's where Buffalo is. And despite having an enrollment disadvantage in the county, he's won countywide races. He's retaken the legislative body of the county. So he's someone that wants to just roll up his sleeves and do the most important job a chairman can do, and that's win races.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there and again, this is no slight to Ed at all. I mean, he's from what I understood, he never took a dime in salary for any of the work that he did. And he raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, Joe, if we don't do something in New York State, and I don't care if it's just take one seat back in 20, like, there, you got to start throwing a flag down somewhere and saying thus far and no more, or you know, people are just going to continue to leave. The policies, the kind of retribution when you don't play ball with the corrupt powers that are in charge. I mean, it has gotten really bad to the degree that you've lost billions in revenue and millions of people, and something's got to be done.
Look, in the last few decades, New York lost a little bit of population right after 9/11 as companies sort of moved out, and right after the financial collapse of 2007-2008. And the only other time before that was in the 80s. Now, if you think about it, we're not in the midst of a financial collapse. The economy is doing quite well, and no 9/11 has happened. So it can only be attributed to the bad policies that are coming from the top of the pyramid, from the governor himself, from the mayor himself, from the city council, from the state legislature. These people are doing everything they can to make this state less affordable, less competitive, and less desirable a place to live. You know, I was just in Colorado for a conference, and I'm someone who loves Staten Island. I love New York City, but I couldn't help browsing Zillow and just imagining a life in a place where I could afford a nice big house and a 30-minute commute to work.
If you only knew how many times my bride has had that exact same conversation with me in the last 5 years. No, you're exactly right. And when you look at what your money buys in New York City, and you look at those other places, and then you ask, what am I getting for the dollars that I'm spending?
Right. And not to mention, I mean, you're going to be charged, $10 to $15 just for the privilege of driving from one part of the city to the other very soon. I mean, this is the direction it's going in. And, you know, the Empire State is turning into the Vampire State. And just look at upstate New York. Look at the Southern Tier. These are parts of the state that are suffering. And thankfully, New York City has done relatively well compared to the rest of the state and even the rest of the country. But it's just simply untenable to expect middle-class people to afford million-dollar homes that are just, you know, townhouses.
Yeah. Well, in the reality that there is a new state chairman now, what does that do for congressional seats that should be competitive and even winnable? The seat on Staten Island that Ms. Molly Atakis is running for, the seat that Shel Farley's running for. Do we have some potential takeaways from the Dems on the 2020 menu?
Oh, sure. I mean, and you didn't even mention probably the most likely, which is the former Claudia Kenney seat. Right now it's represented by Anthony Brindisi, who I did serve with in the Assembly, a nice enough guy. But he is a progressive liberal in the heart of upstate New York. I mean, that to me is probably the most likely winnable seat that we could hope to achieve. Elsewhere is certainly possible, too. But if I... chairman, seeing just the enrollment advantage that we have in upstate New York, I focus a lot of resources there. In fact, that was part of the reason why Ed Cox was losing support from a lot of people around the state. He was very well focused on New York City, and we're just not competitive here, and we lost the state Senate because we lost upstate New York.
Yeah. Well, I like the work that A.J. Katzmatidis is doing in the city. I think she's reviving the Manhattan Republican Club is about as good as it can be done currently. But the idea that we are... going to be competitive in an outnumbered area of 7-1 is going to be it's going to take a little time to get that work done. And meanwhile, we should be grabbing those seats back that we shouldn't have ever lost in 2018 to begin with. And I'm not blaming Chairman Cox for that. To be clear, you know, it was a landslide, you know, in terms of what some of the seats in those districts were going to be experiencing simply because it was the off year election. But Councilman, we don't have time to get into your race. We'll have to do that next time. But thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good weekend.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Well, it's only Tuesday. We'll get there. Stay with us.